Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go live to the White House. It's where we find Karen Travers. And Karen, everyone was buzzing yesterday. Not only did you have Kanye West, you also had Kid Rock at the White House. Seemed like a wild scene out there.
Yeah, and those were actually, they were there for separate events, not related to each other. But it was perhaps one of the most unusual White House photo ops ever. The president, Kanye West, talking about policy and why they like each other so much. But it was just an incredibly bizarre scene. And for the most part, the president just let Kanye West talk and talk and talk. He nodded his head in agreement. But Kanye went on a many minutes long rant in sometimes, pretty rambling. It was profanity laced. But he also made it clear why he supports the president. And the president certainly liked hearing that.
Yeah, and Kanye said he doesn't speak in sound bites, right?
He said that to my colleague, John Carl, who tried to ask him a follow-up question. He says he doesn't answer questions in simple sound bites. You're tasting a fine wine.
That's okay. That's one way to put it.
It was a quote.
Yeah. Did you find yourself, when you looked at the president's face, I feel like his expression was kind of like the rest of us, just trying to follow along with whatever Kanye was saying.
Yeah, and you know, the whole event actually wasn't even supposed to happen in front of cameras. The lunch that the president had scheduled with Kanye West wasn't on his public schedule today. My colleague John Carl, in an earlier photo op, asked the president if the media could get let in to see some of it. And he said, sure. So he brings them into the Oval Office and very informal setting, seated in front of the desk, the president seated at his desk. And they just kind of talked for a while. But it was just this very incredible scene that you don't often see at the White House. Not curse words that are said on camera in the Oval Office, at least in the times I've been here.
Right. And just such a wide range of topics that they were discussing, too.
Yeah, it was Kanye West doing most of the talking. I mean, he talked about education. He talked about gun violence. He talked about jobs and manufacturing. He even brought up, unprompted, his own mental health issues. But he also came prepared. He was trying to sell the president at one point on the idea of a new presidential plane. He showed him some photos on his phone of a hydrogen-powered plane that he thinks the president should be flying in. And President turned to my colleague John and said, can we get rid of Air Force One? And John Carl just shook his head and said, no, you can't.
All right. Well, it was an eventful day over at the White House. I'm sure one a lot of people won't forget. Karen, thank you so much. That's Karen Travers joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.